Hello, hello. It's mailbag time. I'm Drew Doherty. This is DP Sidhu, and we're here to answer your questions. These were submitted via Facebook, and DP, the first one, comes from Joey DeRamo. He wants to know, what is the organization's logic behind keeping a kicker that is 13 for 21? Talking, of course, about Randy Bullock, who missed three of his four field goal attempts Sunday night against the Colts. And, you know, the Texans saw what they had with him. They reportedly tried out three others, and I guess they didn't like what they saw from them. And Wade Phillips actually expanded on things, didn't he?
Yeah, he said that Randy's going to be the kicker going into Sunday's game. He's just got to get it done, were his exact words. I think they bring in the extra kickers because they want to see what the other options are out there, but they're going to give Randy another chance. So let's see what he does on Sunday. And maybe this is just sort of an extra push or motivation for Randy to do better. He had a little bit of struggle early in the season, too, and then he kicked 11 for 12 after that. So I think they're hoping the same thing will happen now. Jessica Oliver wants to know, why did Schaub have his helmet on during Sunday's game, standing like he was about to go in?
I think a lot's...
Is that what you thought?
Way too much has been made of that. I mean, there's any number of reasons. A, he was prepared. You know, he's being ready in case something happened to Case Keenum. B, it was chilly that night. Maybe he wanted to keep his ears warm. I don't think...
But there's holes.
A guy having his helmet on is a big deal. And if you're having taken issue with that, you need to worry about bigger things when it comes to the Texans and football. I don't see the outrage there. Steve Shermer says, hi, Drew and DP. I know the season can be salvaged, but they probably have to win every game the rest of the year. I'm wondering, with Keenum starting at quarterback now and some other younger players seeing more time, does it sort of feel like a new season beginning? Go Texans, go Keenum, get well Cougs. Yeah, get well Gary Kubiak for sure, but what do you make of that?
I really hope it does feel like a new season, because after losing six games in a row, that's kind of what this team needs. And what best way to do that than to have a quarterback that comes in, is young, he's fired up, he's ready to go, he's full of energy. Even the opposing coaches have taken notice. And, you know, an interesting note about Case Keenum, he is only one of two quarterbacks in the league to have thrown for 25-plus yards five or more times in a game.
Yeah.
And that's in both of his games. He's done that already.
Explosive plays.
Explosive plays from Case Keenum. So final question comes from Amy Lopez. Amy wants to know, you could tell on Sunday by Wade Phillips' face how much he misses his father and without any notice. He had to switch gears to take over as head coach. Now that he knows that he'll be the head coach this week, what is he doing differently to prepare himself and the players for this change?
Well, he said not a whole lot, but there are a few things strategically speaking, and then as far as clock management and making decisions, that he has to take on. So it'll be a little bit different, not too different. Antonio Smith joked with us on his radio show that, you know, we don't have Coach Phillips all to ourselves. So
they have to share him.
Yeah, they'll have to share him with the team.
The good thing about Wade Phillips is that he's been in this role before. He's been not only an interim head coach, he's been a head coach. So he's got lots of experience. If anyone steps in for Coach Kubiak, you're really happy that it is someone like Wade Phillips.
All right, Amy Lopez, you win the $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-off. So congratulations. For DP, I'm Drew. See you next time.